Welcome to the City of Refuge podcast, where our mission is to equip a diverse community of Christ followers to make him known.
I'm going to ask kids to come on up here on stage with me, and I'm going to read a story to all the kids who are, let's say, 12 and under, if you want to come up here. Now, take a seat right here. 12 and under. Come on up here. Come on up here. Parents, if your kids aren't coming up, you can threaten them right now and say, hey, no gifts tomorrow morning unless you go up there. Good job. All right. Y'all can come a little closer. Y'all can come a little closer. Like, I'm going to have books and pictures and stuff. Thank you, Caitlin. I appreciate it. All right, Annabelle, you ready? So I'm going to read the book called The Christmas Promise. The Christmas Promise. And one thing that we do in our house, we've done since the girls were little, is before we open gifts, we read Luke chapter 2. We read the Christmas story. So this is the Christmas story. So The Christmas Promise. A long time ago, so long it's hard to imagine, God promised a new king. He wasn't any ordinary king like the ones we see on TV or in books. He would be different. He would be a new king, a rescuing king, a forever king. Aiden, you see that? All right. And do you know what? One precious night, God kept his promise. Would you like to know how he did it? The Christmas story starts with an angel. Whoosh! He came from God to see Mary. The angel had a special message. Mary, you're going to have a baby. Oh, I forgot something. Sorry. Mary, you're going to have a baby. He will be a special baby. God promises that your baby is going to be king. Not for a little time, but forever and ever. He will be the forever king. Mary's going to marry Joseph, so God sent another angel. Whoosh! He came to see Joseph. The angel had a special message. Mary is going to have a very special baby, the angel said to Joseph. Her baby is going to be king, and he will rescue his people. He will be a rescuing king. God had promised that his new king would be born in a little city called Bethlehem, and that's where Mary and Joseph went. But Bethlehem was very busy with lots and lots and lots of people. So when the baby was born, he had to sleep in a manger instead of a bed. All the other mangers in Bethlehem held food for hungry animals to munch, but this manger held a tiny baby. The shepherds in the fields had such a surprise. It was quiet and dark, and the sheep were snoozing when, whoosh! An angel popped into the sky. Now, the sky was bright, and the shepherds were so scared. But the angel had a special message for them. Don't be afraid. I have wonderful good news for you, the angel said. God's chosen king has been born tonight. He is going to rescue his people just as God promised. He will be the rescuing king. Then lots and lots of other excited angels joined in to celebrate. The shepherds were really excited. They went rushing to see the new king, and there he was, lying in a manger, just as the angel said. But they weren't the only ones who had heard the good news about the promised new king. Some wise men living far, far away had also sent a message. It was quiet and dark, and they were watching the stars when, whoosh, a new star popped into the sky. The star had a special message. The wise men knew what it meant. A very special king had been born, the king for all God's people. This child was a promised new king. The wise men were so excited, so they went on a long journey to see the new king. And there he was, just as a star had shown them. Everything God promised came true. There are lots and lots of different kings in the world, but God sent the greatest king of all. He sent a new king. A rescuing king, a forever king. And do you know what this king's name is? His name is? Good, good, good. Jesus. Good job. And that's who we celebrate during this Christmas season. That's why we receive gifts, because God gave the greatest gift in the form of his son. Amen. All right, y'all can take your seats again. I celebrated Christmas as long as I can remember. My parents came from Japan when I was 6 months old, and we celebrated Christmas every year. But I really had no idea why we celebrated Christmas at all. I just knew we got gifts, and there was a tree that was set up. And come December 25th, I'd get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning and try to wake my parents to open up gifts. And it wasn't until I was 16 years old, I was a junior in high school, that a friend of mine shared the fact that Christmas is about the celebration of the King, and his name is Jesus Christ. And so what I want to share very briefly, I know we're excited about Christmas Eve and perhaps going to dinner and spending time with family, is just what I read in the story today, the Christmas promise, is Jesus Christ is the new King that God had promised. And specifically, there are several passages, but one is Psalm 110, in which King David, who's one of the greatest kings of all time, says, inspired obviously by God, the Lord, and the word Lord there is Yahweh, or Jehovah, said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And he's basically saying, there's going to be a king coming, David, that's even greater than you. And when he says a new king, he's not talking about a new improved king. He's talking about a totally new king. And the reason why is because this king, Jesus, to be born, would be fully God and fully human. And so he was the new king as promised in Psalm 110. But also he is the rescuing king. The rescuing king, and that's found in Isaiah 53. The fact that this king would save us, he would deliver us, and he would be called a rescuing king as promised in Isaiah 53. And here's the thing about Jesus and the fact that he saves and rescues and delivers. There have been other great kings that may have been able to deliver you from captors or from enemies or from foreign invaders. But none of those kings, great as they were, could deliver you from sin and death. Amen? They could deliver you from foreign armies and captors and kidnappers and armies and wars and all that. And yet, the greatest battle is really with this thing called sin and death and even Satan, that no king can deliver you from those things. But Jesus Christ, as we've looked at over the last 4 weeks, came to deliver you from those things. And if you'll simply put your faith in him, he can rescue you, he can deliver you, he can save you from both the power of your sin in your life, but also the penalty of sin, separation from God. And the last thing is this. We've looked at this in Isaiah chapter 9, is that he is also the forever king. He's the eternal king. His rule and reign goes on and on and on and on and on. It never ends. I did a little study. The greatest term or length of tenure of a king was a former king of Thailand who reigned for 70 years. Longest reigning monarch for 70 years. And yet, King Jesus rules forever and ever and ever. There's no end to his government. And so if you put your faith in him, he will transform your life, both here on earth, but also change the course of eternal destiny, going from being condemned to now having heaven as your home. You can have a relationship with God both now and forevermore. And that's what eternal life is. Eternal life isn't just living with him forever. John 17:3 says that this is eternal life, that they, you and I, may know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. And so that's the story of Christmas, that the King, Jesus Christ, has come to right which was wrong, to deliver people from sin and give you the abundant life as God intends to be lived, both again now and also in the kingdom to come. So like I mentioned to you, if you want to trust Christ, if today's the day, this Christmas Eve, you want to trust Christ, right after this, and I give the closing prayer, I'll be at the Christmas tree or probably sitting on the rocking chair. Love to talk to you about your relationship with Christ. So love to meet you there. So I grew up in a Japanese household. So here we are, immigrants. We moved when I was 6 months old. And so on Saturday nights, while all my other friends are watching the Dukes of Hazzard or the Facts of Life, or Different Strokes, we watched this Japanese drama called Mitokomon. All right, you can put that picture up. All right, and so we had Japanese TV, and on Saturday nights, and I look forward to this, we watched Mitokomon, and they would have the English subtitles below, and so if I didn't understand what they were saying, I could read the subtitles. Now, I did not know this, just like I celebrated Christmas and didn't know why I was celebrating Christmas or Easter. I did not know this at all, but this is a picture of Jesus Christ, the King. How so? So the premise of this show, Mitokomon, is this. The guy in the middle there is a vice shogun. So a shogun was a king, basically. He ruled parts of Japan. And on every single episode, he would travel to a village or a town or a city with his two samurai warriors to the left and right. And they're dressed in plain clothes. So no one knows that they're the king and the king's two mighty warriors. And they'd also bring on the right there with a little pinwheel, a former ninja, and on the left, this other merchant. And they would go town to town disguised as, I don't know why Japanese people love crepes, but as crepe merchants. Have you all ever had crepes? They would go town to town posing as crepe merchants. And so every Saturday night, I'd watch this show, and the episode would begin by showing a town that had corrupt officials, maybe corrupt government officials who were taking too much tax, or landowners that were stealing land from peasants and all that. And so every show began with this conflict of some kind of evil or injustice going on, and in would come in the king. But no one knew he was a king at all with his mighty soldiers. And during the whole episode, it was a series of meeting with people and discovering all the evil going on. And at the climax of every single episode, there was a battle. The evil landlord or the evil politician would get his warriors to fight Mitokomon's warriors. And they would battle it out with sword fighting and ninjas and throwing stars and samurai swords. And at the height of it, after the evil side has been defeated, this was the scene. One of his soldiers, his warriors, his guards would pull out the royal crest. If you know anything about Japanese culture, every family has a crest. They would pull out the royal crest, which had the symbol of the king. And upon seeing the royal crest, they would say, "Bow down! Bow down!" And they would hold out the crest. And in seeing the crest, all of a sudden, all the villagers would recognize, we've been in the presence of the king. The evil landowner, the corrupt politicians would realize that they were messing with the king. And then they would say, "Don't you see? Can't your eyes see this crest right here? Behold, this is the king. Bow down, bow down, bow down." And that's what they would do. Everyone would always fall to their knees and fall down because they recognize that the king is now here. And you know what? Jesus Christ, fully God, fully human, was born in a manger. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he looked like any ordinary birth. But little did we know, and little did they know, that he was the king, the king. And that's why Philippians 2 says, one day, the royal crest of Jesus Christ, the crown of Christ will be held out, and we'll say, "Bow down, bow down, bow down." And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the King. Let's pray. God, I pray for those tonight who have yet to put their faith in Christ the King who is the new King, who offers them new life. That's why the Christmas colors are red, white, and green. The red symbolizing the blood, the shed blood of Christ. The white representing forgiveness, purity. And the green representing new life. And God, this King Jesus is also our delivering, rescuing King who can deliver us from our sin and the penalty of our sin, God, and even deliver us from the enemy that no army in this world can defeat. And God, thank you that he's also our forever King, the King who's eternal, that if we put our faith in him, he'll be our King, not just on earth, but for eternity, God. The end of his government, there is no end. So God, we submit to the King tonight. And God, I pray for if there's anyone here tonight who has yet to put their faith, their full trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and King, that tonight would be the night on this Christmas Eve to trust Christ. And God, for those of us here who've already put our faith in Jesus Christ, that we would be like the two warriors or the guards that travel with the King, announcing to everyone, the King is here. He's here. here to deliver. He's here to forgive. He's here to bring justice and order. The King is here. Bow down, bow down, bow down. The King is here. It's in Christ's name, our King, that we pray, and all God's people said.